Victor for years and years. I played with him way, way, way back when. In fact, he played on my second record, and he's one of the great drummers I've ever played with. In fact, Jim Keltner was at our gig and said that Victor's one of his favorite players. That's a high compliment. He, like me, loves music so much, but loves the getting better at it, loves improving, loves learning, loves playing with people who make him better, and he's just a deep, deep soul. Babco is an amazing keyboard player, and I would love to be able to play like him. He's got the technique to deliver what it is he's heard, and he's amazing. Girls have been with me now for the last tour and this tour. For me as a singer, it's very uplifting to have those two amazing voices behind me that can smoke me, you know, can blow me off the stage, and yet they are there for me. Tommy Sims is the most badass bass player. He's completely soulful, but he is just crazy great. I tell him this all the time. He makes me laugh in the middle of a song because he'll play something that starts one place, and how he gets back to where he's supposed to be in just a bar is like math to me. It's just gorgeous.
Loud on stage. I'm already on. Let's see here. I'm on 9. So I'm wondering if I'm getting a lot of bass. Is that the sub?
I have a special fondness for the Pantages because I met Johnny Cash there, and I still have the picture from when I met him. It's up on my wall. It was just for me a really special moment to get to meet him, and then later on I got to work with him.
Well, I'll tell you what's happening with the sub the last two nights, or whatever it is that's doing it. I can't get above it. So I'm winding up like just kind of thrashing my voice and not having a top end. It would be good if you could clean it up. No, because I think it's coming from beneath, because I can't, there's nowhere on the stage I can get away from it. And it's cutting into the top end of my... Yeah, my pack's on 9. In fact, last night it was almost... Yeah, that'd be good. 8.
I think the thing I feel about every show before I go out is that my greatest heroes were those people that wrote songs that were not just on the radio, but that were on the radio and were saying something, like Marvin Gaye and like Curtis Mayfield and Sly and the Family Stone. I mean, these guys were rocking and jamming and funky. And they were writing about what was happening right where they lived. And the opportunity to go out and carry on that tradition, for me, is not just humbling, but it's really exciting. And I always look forward to getting on stage just to see if that can happen, you know, if you can create a movement of people who are there that want to be moved and that want to feel some sort of collective emotion. And I get to be up front and I get to sort of engage people, and that's just such a great, great tradition.